Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what I mentioned yesterday, and that was the sort of phenomena of when someone might call you Switzerland, or they call you a fence rider, or say that you don't take a side, or you're always neutral. And I discussed that in the last episode, but I wanted to elaborate a little bit more. So I was saying that the solution, from my perspective and what I think is true, is that facing your demons is not as scary as you may think. And occasionally, you may face your demon on something and you might get the exact response you're thinking. But for the most part, that's not what should matter. What should matter is that you're expressing how you feel, or, you know, what you think, or your opinion about something, and people either like it or they don't, right? That's life. You don't want to turn into like a pretzel or put yourself in a box, because then you're just going with the wind. You're just blowing whatever way the wind blows. And you don't want to do that, because sometimes there might be a hurricane and you don't want to blow in the wind if it's a hurricane, right? Because then that would be what you call crisis. So you don't want to just sit there and go any way, which way the wind goes. And I talked about how a lot of that can fall into that feelings of like dissociation, where you feel like you've lost your identity. So if you are neutral all the time, it would make sense that you feel like you don't have an actual identity. And some of your friends might even say, well, who are you? Who actually are you? You're not the person I thought you were. Type thing, right? Because you're never saying who you are if you're neutral all the time. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I find this to be an interesting aspect of denial. So if you grew up, and I think this makes perfect sense, if you grew up in a home where there's an abuser, a lot of times there's an enabler, and that enabler has a lot of denial. They function through denial. And I think that can sometimes, that behavior of the denial is very similar, I've mentioned before, is very similar to obliviousness and ignorance. So when someone's in denial about the fact that they're married to an abusive person who's like abusing their kids and stuff, the person who's actually in denial is being very ignorant. The problem with that is they may also be a victim of the abuser. So that can be a very hard thing to touch on. And that would definitely need a therapist. That would need a counselor, that person who's doing that. And they say, I've noticed sometimes when people are like that, when they have that denial / everything's rosy, it's a very ignorant way of existing. But whenever they're like that, a lot of times they'll say things that don't actually make any sense. And I saw this recently with somebody on TV. It was like a celebrity in news media or something. And they made a comment about their adult daughter, who's in her 20s, dating a much older man. And they made this comment and said their adult daughter was set up. And my first thought was, so this was the mother. So my first thought was, is the mother is almost saying, my adult daughter can't think for herself. She wouldn't date an older man. She was set up. And I thought, that's some serious denial right there. If she's saying she was set up when the adult daughter was choosing to be with this older man, she was on a date with him. Like, and there are all these photos and everything. But for the mom to say my daughter was set up, I thought, that's a very dysfunctional thing to say, because I don't think she was set up. I'm pretty sure the daughter just didn't want photos out for whatever reason. I don't know. But she's in pictures hugging the guy and everything, and they're having fun. But, you know, once it's known, it's almost like it was embarrassing, or maybe she didn't like the reaction that it got from people, because there was a big age gap. And so it's almost like if the daughter chooses to go along with what the mom is saying, the daughter's picking up the behavior of denial. If she suddenly starts saying, oh yeah, I was set up, I don't really know that guy, or we were just hugging, we weren't dating, but they were clearly like holding hands and stuff. So I thought it was a really bizarre way of approaching something to say my daughter was set up, because it's like saying she can't think for herself. She's just so oblivious or naive. You know, she doesn't know better. But it reminded me of denial speak. So if there is an abuser and a parent, or you know, a spouse who's an enabler, and there's that denial, that's denial speak. It's almost like they speak for you. So like if you're an adult child of somebody who does this, I've experienced myself as well. It's almost like they speak for you, and they say things to where they're almost making it sound like you're stupid. They're almost making it sound like you don't know any better. So this is what happened. And that may not even be reality. That might not even be what actually happened. And that's the easiest way I can explain it, is they speak for you. And they're being very condescending. And I told you that that's almost a trigger for me. I wouldn't call it a trigger, but that's one thing I talked about with like morning news shows, like the national morning news shows, the big news shows, particularly the morning ones. I would say half of the hosts that are on those shows can be very condescending. They're very like know-it-all and kind of snarky, kind of a snarkiness about them. And I don't know why that is, but that's one reason I was very turned off by them for a long time. And I recently just started watching some, but they're still like that. It's almost like they're, I don't know, just a snarky condescending vibe. You can just, you know, it's how they are. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. I've heard other people say the same thing. They kind of come off as a know-it-all. So I think that that's where that annoyance for me comes from, is when you do have, if it's a parent or a caregiver or somebody who took part in the abuse of you growing up, it's almost like they're trying to erase it. Like, that never happened. You don't know any better. They're going to speak for you. And it almost is like coddling or making you into like an imbecile. It's almost just sort of a way of making you think it never happened, right? Like, you don't know what you're talking about. But that's just part of what I would call as denial speak. They're rewriting things. So when I saw this parent do this with this adult daughter, my first thought was, oh, so she's saying her daughter doesn't know any better. And this woman's a grown adult. She's like 25 or something. You know, this adult daughter. But I thought, yeah, she does. She knows what she's doing. She's not stupid. But it just really, really got my attention when she did that. The other thing I wanted to just touch on really quick regarding the kind of fence riding stuff I talked about yesterday. I saw somebody else a while back who was in a relationship with somebody, and I hadn't thought of it this way, but this is a good thing to point out. If you are being neutral all the time and not wanting to take a side and not sometimes speaking up for yourself because you want to be neutral in a relationship, and I think this is where a lot of us can go wrong in a relationship, if you aren't saying something that's bothering you in a relationship and you're trying to keep the peace or stay neutral, you're doing a disservice to the person you're dating, because you're not letting them know how you feel. And that's just going to boil over to a crisis. That's procrastination, right? That's fear of confrontation. And like I said, facing your demons is not as scary as you think it is, for the most part. And even when it might be scary, or they do bark back at you, it doesn't matter, because you're being you. and they're just expressing to you that they don't like that, well, too bad. Right? You know, the more confidence building you do and the happier you are, the more you're just going to express yourself, and I would think less fights with people, less opportunities for a crisis to happen, because you're not holding things back and you're not doing a disservice to who you're with. But when you are playing that neutral game, it can just affect so much of your life to where maybe you're perpetually single because you can't sort of take a stand on something. I've seen this as well with the person I was discussing yesterday, who somebody had called her Switzerland. One thing I've noticed about her in relationships is that she will date people, and it might last a year or two, but she just cannot commit. She cannot commit to them, and then they just become friends. They go into the friend zone. And I think a lot of that is that neutral aspect. She's not putting the sword in the ground. You know, she's not saying, yeah, I love you, let's get married. She just won't do it. And there's, I think, just probably fear there of whatever. But again, facing your demons isn't as scary as what you think it is. So I think, you know, with that neutral vibe, it can get you into a lot of places you don't want to be. It's almost like you just become a mannequin. Like you're just sitting there still. There's nothing happening, you know? So again, I do think that's the solution, is to actively engage with facing your demons. And it doesn't mean you have to be aggressive about it. I think that's where we get flawed, is we either shut everything up, or when we do express it, we scream it, or we get excited, or it's impulsive, or it's in your face, because that middle ground, we just weren't raised to think that way. Our minds weren't operating that way. Our minds were operating in fight or flight. Our minds weren't operating in, I can rationally handle this. There's nothing wrong with me expressing this. There's nothing wrong with the conflict resolution aspect, right? So it's a huge part of it. So I wanted to share that. And again, I wanted to share that denial kind of aspect. I forget now how that connected back to the neutrality, you know, being Switzerland or a fence rider. But I know that when you grow up in that, and somebody is sort of, it's almost like they're wiping away your ability to think for yourself, or they're trying to wipe away your ability to think for yourself. They're telling you what's happening rather than you living in your reality. It can be very disorienting, and I've experienced it firsthand. I even wrote that poem about it. That was part of a therapeutic activity. I wrote a poem about the mother and her son, and the mother telling the son that all the leaves on the trees are purple when the leaves are actually green. And so he just grows up believing it because that's what she said. And then one day his friend, when he's an adult, says, the leaves aren't purple. What are you talking about? The leaves are green. And he just can't believe it. And the friend's like, of course they're green. Like, has nobody ever told you this? And he's like, no, nobody ever told me. Right? He just believed what his mom was telling him. All the leaves are purple. He just believed it because that's what she said. It's kind of the same thing. But it can definitely fall into that. It can almost be like a learned obliviousness, a learned ignorance from that enabling parent who's being very ignorant by being in denial. It's ignorant. And again, they might also be a victim of the abuser, and that's where it's coming from. So it can be very tricky to address something like that. That would be something for a therapist. But, you know, that's where we can inherit it, is it's a learned behavior. So very important to know what it is. It's not just obliviousness, it's ignorance. It's being ignorant. So once you hear it and you know that, then you start to see it differently, and then you can deal with it, right? But again, facing your demons isn't as scary as you think it is. So this is the Complex PTSD Guys signing off.